Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Aliens in Shanghai by AL Language Cafe is a beginner-friendly Chinese graded reader built for Mandarin learners working at the NEW HSK Level 1. Positioned as language learning fiction, it blends a short, original narrative with structured difficulties so readers can practice reading without being overwhelmed. The story premise is light and engaging. Two aliens land in Shanghai at night, disguise themselves as humans, and attempt to blend in while pursuing a secret mission. Their efforts lead to unexpected and comical situations, keeping the tone playful while still giving learners repeated exposure to practical, everyday language. The book is presented in simplified Chinese and is paired with audio recorded by native speakers, supporting both character recognition and listening comprehension. As part of AL Language Cafe graded readers with audio, its main purpose is to make early-stage input more enjoyable and sustainable, helping beginners connect vocabulary and basic sentence patterns to meaning through context rather than isolated drills. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-level narrative designed around the NEDW HSK Level 1. A key feature of Aliens in Shanghai is its explicit alignment with the NEDB HSK standard at Level 1, which signals that the language is intended for true beginners. In practical terms, that positioning matters because many learners struggle to bridge the gap between textbook dialogues and real reading. A graded reader reduces that friction by controlling the complexity of characters, sentence patterns, and overall pacing, allowing learners to focus on comprehension instead of constant decoding. By offering a complete story rather than disconnected exercises, the book encourages sustained reading, which is often difficult to maintain at the earliest stages. The level focus also helps learners match the book to their current ability, making it suitable for those who have learned basic pronunciation and a small foundation of vocabulary and are ready to start reading more continuously. Even when the plot introduces suspense through the idea of a secret mission, the primary goal remains language accessibility, creating a manageable entry point into reading simplified Chinese with confidence. Secondly, humor and suspense as motivation for consistent language input. The story concept of two aliens trying to pass as humans in Shanghai naturally creates comedic misunderstandings and fish-out-of-water moments. For beginner language learners, this kind of premise is not just entertainment. It functions as a motivational device that supports persistence. When learners care about what happens next, they are more willing to reread passages, listen again, and tolerate ambiguity, all of which are beneficial for language acquisition. The book also adds a mild suspense element to the alien's secret mission, giving the narrative a forward pull without requiring complex world-building. Because the setup is simple and familiar, readers can predict situations and infer meaning from context, a crucial skill at HSK1, where vocabulary is limited. Humor further lowers the emotional barrier. Mistakes and confusion are part of the character's experience, mirroring the learner experience in a friendly way. The result is a reading environment where repetition and review feel less like drilling and more like following a fun, easy-to-track storyline. Thirdly, Shanghai as a recognizable everyday setting for practical language exposure. By placing the action in Shanghai, the book uses a modern, real-world city as a backdrop, which helps anchor language in recognizable daily life rather than abstract scenarios. Although the narrative is fictional, the setting supports exposure to beginner-relevant topics commonly associated with early Mandarin learning, such as navigating public spaces, interacting socially, and trying to fit into ordinary routines. For HSK1 learners, having a concrete environment matters because it provides immediate context clues that support comprehension, even when some words are unfamiliar. A city setting also enables varied situations without needing complicated plot mechanics, which keeps the reading experience dynamic while remaining linguistically accessible. Importantly, the story does not need to become a travel guide to be effective. It only needs to supply believable moments where beginner-level language can repeat naturally. The aliens' attempt to blend in reinforces this everyday focus, because blending in requires basic communication and observation, aligning with the beginner goal of understanding simple descriptions and basic interactions in simplified Chinese. Fourthly, audio by native speakers to build listening and pronunciation foundations. Aliens in Shanghai is paired with audio recorded by native speakers, which expands its usefulness beyond reading practice. At the HSK1 stage, learners are still stabilizing core sound patterns, tones, and rhythm, and audio provides an external model that text alone cannot supply. Listening while following the simplified Chinese text can improve character to sound mapping, reduce reliance on romanization, and help learners internalize common sentence patterns. It also supports shadowing and repeated listening, two practical techniques for improving pronunciation and fluency at a basic level. because the book is a continuous story. The audio can be replayed in meaningful chunks, encouraging learners to notice how words connect across sentences rather than in isolated vocabulary lists. Native speaker recording adds authenticity in pacing and intonation, helping learners hear how beginner-level language is actually delivered. This combination of graded text and guided listening makes the book suitable for balanced input, supporting both comprehension and production readiness as learners prepare to handle more real-life Mandarin. Lastly, original graded reader approach as an alternative to textbook-only learning, the book is described as a 100% original story written by native Chinese authors, which positions it as narrative-first learning material rather than a compilation of recycled dialogues. For learners, originality can increase engagement, but it also suggests intentional control over language grading to match the NEW-HSK Level 1 profile. Compared with textbook passages that often feel artificial or purely instructional, a short fictional adventure can provide a more immersive sense of reading for meaning, even at a very low level. The graded reader format also encourages a different habit: extensive reading and rereading, where the learner moves through a story multiple times to improve speed and comprehension, because the series aims to support learners across multiple levels. This volume can function as a first step in a longer reading pathway, helping students build confidence before progressing. As a result, the book serves learners who want to move from studying about Chinese to actually consuming simple Chinese content, using story structure to make that transition smoother and more enjoyable. In conclusion, Aliens in Shanghai is best suited to Mandarin learners at the NEW-HSK Level 1 who want a first real experience of reading a complete story in simplified Chinese without jumping into material that is too difficult. It can also help self-learners who feel stuck between apps and textbooks and need something that encourages consistent practice. The practical benefits are straightforward repeated exposure to beginner-friendly sentence patterns, improved comfort with simplified characters, and stronger listening ability when used with the native speaker audio. Because the plot is built around two aliens trying to blend in, the book creates natural opportunities for contextual learning readers can infer meaning through situation, anticipate what might happen next, and revisit sections for reinforcement without boredom. What helps it stand out in the graded reader category is the combination of an original, humorous premise with audio support and clear alignment to the NEW-HSK standard. Many beginner resources either prioritize entertainment without structure or provide structure without narrative drive. This book aims to balance both, making early stage input feel like a story worth following while still staying accessible for learners building their foundation. If you would like to support AL Language Cafe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.